Hey everyone, this is Pastor Bruce Mejia here from First Works Baptist Church. Today's June 1st, which essentially marks the first day of Gay Pride Month, a month where our country has essentially chosen to observe and honor the detestable act of sodomy. And I want to remind you, the viewer, what our biblical worldview should be as Christians in regards to this perversion. Now, the reason this is important is because of the fact that, you know, a lot of Christians have become desensitized to this abomination to the point where it's not only tolerable for them, but they're accepting of it, and they'll even attack other Christians for preaching out against it. The Bible teaches us that they that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. And so I want to make this video to remind you what God's view is, what his opinion is on this detestable act. Now, first and foremost, I want to mention that most Christians in general, even if they have a little understanding of God's word, will readily admit that sodomy is not only a sinful thing, but it's an abomination in the eyes of God. And the Bible teaches that. It says in Leviticus 18:22, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination." And they're absolutely right about that. But what a lot of Christians fail to realize is that it's not only an abomination, but it's actually a capital crime that's punishable by death. Leviticus 20:13 says that if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, they've committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. So in God's eyes, it's actually a capital crime that merits the death penalty. Now, this isn't saying that you or me or any person for that matter should take matters into their own hands and start executing people who are worthy of death. That would actually be wrong, and it'd be sinful to do that. But what this is teaching is that God has deputized the government to punish evildoers and to punish those people who are worthy of death. That's what the Bible says. Now, some would hear that and say, well, you're reading from the Old Testament, we're in the New Testament, that no longer applies. And what they're implying is that somehow God's morality has shifted from the Old to the New Testament. But that would mean that murder is permissible now, and infanticide is permissible, and lying and theft and rape is permissible, and that bestiality is permissible. But we know that's not true. God doesn't change. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God's morality never changes. And in fact, in the New Testament, in Romans chapter 1, which is the chapter that we're going to cover extensively later, the Apostle Paul is discussing this matter of sodomites and reprobates and those who are burning in their lust one toward another. And he states at the end of the chapter that they which commit such things are worthy of death. He was not deputized to put anybody to death, nor was he doing so. He was actually under Roman law. And the Romans didn't put homosexuals to death. They didn't put people who were guilty of infanticide to death. They didn't have those laws. But yet the Apostle Paul was still preaching this because of the fact that he understood that this was right in God's eyes. And we should be doing the same. We're not advocating for violence towards anybody. What we're advocating for is for the government to do its job. So it's not only a sin, it's not only abomination, as the Bible puts it in the book of Leviticus 18:22, but it's actually a capital crime as well. And so let that sink in. Think upon that this month, when the world and the culture are seeking to push this down your throat and shove this agenda in your faces and try to reform your children into accepting this perversion, that this is wickedness, it's an abomination, and it's a crime punishable by death. God bless.